It is now time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Jesse has 3. Paula and Tom are tied with 2.
All right. We have flipped a coin. Tom has elected to go first. So the clock will start when you begin your first question. Tom, fill in the blank. Officials said that the 7.6 magnitude earthquake that hit off the coast of Blank Wednesday caused relatively little damage.
Costa Rica?
Yes. On Thursday, a federal judge ruled the police in Blank can require people to show their papers to prove their immigration status.
Arizona.
Right. On Thursday, a jury in Illinois convicted retired police officer Blank of killing his third wife.
The Peterson guy.
Yeah, Drew Peterson. Park rangers said that up to 10,000 people may have been exposed to hantavirus during visits to Blank National Park.
Yosemite.
Right. A farmer in Germany blames the bird seed he planted for his crop of Blank.
Oh, he grew some pot.
He grew 10-foot-tall marijuana plants in a bid, just the birds, in a bid to get a bigger share of the tablet computer market. On Thursday, Amazon released a new version of the Blank.
I'm guessing an iPad.
No, it's called the Kindle Fire when Amazon makes it.
Oh, Amazon. Oh, yeah, yeah, I heard Apple. The do-over.
Vanity Fair magazine made headlines with an article that says Scientologists held auditions to find Blank a girlfriend.
Oh, Tom Cruise.
Right. 3 years after making headlines for boldly ceasing to use models in favor of real women, this week the fashion magazine Brigitte in Germany announced it would blank.
Use models?
Exactly right. Turns out, since the first No Models issue hit newsstands in January of 2010, editors have had a really hard time finding real women who are pretty enough, thin enough, and non-mustachy enough. They had good intentions. Problem was, they made the announcement having never seen a real woman. And the first, you know, they were used to models. The first real woman came in, and they were like, my God, how many of you are in that dress? Bill, how did Tom do on our quiz?
Tom got 7 right for 14 points for a total of 16 to take the lead.
Well done.
Whoa,
Tom.
Tom, that's great.
Paula, you are up next. Paula, you're up next. Fill in the blank. Pentagon officials said this week that the book by a Navy SEAL about the raid that killed Blank contained classified information.
Osama bin Laden.
Right. In a court filing this week, the Justice Department accused BP of gross negligence and willful misconduct that led to the oil spill in the Blank.
In the Gulf.
Right. The Dallas Cowboys beat the New York Giants in Wednesday's game, kicking off the start of the Blank season.
NFL.
Right. Self-proclaimed Messiah and founder of the Unification Church, Reverend Blank, died at age 92 in South Korea. What?
Moon.
Yes, Reverend Sun Yat-sen Moon. A New Jersey man was arrested for drunk driving this week after telling a policeman that his birthday was blank.
Today.
February 31st.
Oh.
This week, Bob Barker told the AP that he was totally fine with CBS's decision to exclude him from the special celebrating the 40th anniversary of blank.
The Price is Right?
Yeah. Hundreds of soldiers posted naked pictures of themselves on Facebook to support blank in the wake of his Las Vegas scandal.
Prince Harry.
Yes, fashion designer Jill Sander just unveiled her new $300 bag, which is in fact a blank.
A bag?
Well, specifically, it is a brown paper lunch bag.
Wow.
If you think the generic brown paper bag you normally carry to work doesn't do your caviar sandwiches justice, you might consider the Vasari bag. Now, $300 sounds like a lot to spend on what is a brown paper bag. Keep in mind that it comes filled with $299. Bill, how did Paula do in our quiz?
She got 6 right for 12 points, a total of 14, but Tom still has the lead.
Wow.
All right.
Bring it, Jesse.
Here's the math question. How many does Jesse need to win this quiz?
Jesse needs 7.
7.
I'm concerned because I think you've asked everything I know.
Well, let's see.
That's why I went first.
This is for the game, Jesse. The UN announced that more than 100,000 people have fled from blank in August, the highest total since the violence there started.
Syria.
Yes, a spokesman for the family of pioneering astronaut blank said Thursday that he will be buried at sea.
Neil Armstrong.
Right. In order to avoid a conflict with President Obama's convention speech, MTV changed the time of the blank.
The VMAs.
Right. A Bank of America executive lost out in a multi-million-dollar bonus after a court ruled it was wrong of him to have blanked.
Gotten that bonus.
Mooned his bosses in a meeting.
I'm glad I didn't know that.
Actor Michael Clark Duncan, best known for his Oscar-nominated performance in the movie Blank, died at age 54.
Green Mile.
Right. Newsman Tom Brokaw was hospitalized briefly after becoming lightheaded after taking half a dose of Blank.
Ambien.
Right. Scientists in Hong Kong announced they'd figured out they can make laundry detergent and plastics out of excess Blank.
excess hand soap.
No, out of excess Starbucks coffee grounds and muffins.
Boo.
Sure, some people are skeptical this could work, but those people have probably never actually eaten a Starbucks muffin.
Who figured that out?
Scientists in Hong Kong.
Baristas on break.
Hey, Bill, did Jessie do well enough to win?
She needed 7. She only got 5.
Oh.
We'll subtract that from her SATs.
So, what does this mean?
This means our winner at 16 is Tom Bodett.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Well done, Tom.